This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The Israeli military unleashed a wave of heavy airstrikes on the Gaza Strip Monday. The military says it destroyed 15 kilometers of militant tunnels and the homes of 9 Hamas commanders. Residents of Gaza awakened by the overnight barrage, describing it as the heaviest since the war began a week ago. It was even more powerful than a wave of airstrikes in Gaza City a day earlier that left 42 dead. Israel has carried out hundreds of airstrikes across Gaza, and militants have launched more than 3,100 rockets into Israel since the fighting began. In a televised address, flanked by his defense minister and political rival Benny Gantz, in a show of unity, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the Jewish state Sunday that the attacks were continuing at full force and will take time. UN Security Council diplomats and Muslim foreign ministers convened emergency weekend meetings to demand a stop to civilian bloodshed in the region. Pressure is also increasing from U.S. lawmakers seeking a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Two prominent senators are asking both sides to stop the violence. The top senators on the Foreign Relations Subcommittee for the region, Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy and Indiana Republican Todd Young, say Israeli and Palestinian officials must recognize that too many lives have been lost and must not escalate the conflict further. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Denmark for talks on climate change, Arctic policy, and Russia as calls grow for the Biden administration to take a tougher stance and more active stance on spiraling Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This is VOA News. Spain is sending a plane to Nepal to pick up and bring home some 40 Spanish mountaineers, aid workers, and others who have been affected by the travel bans imposed amid high coronavirus infection rates there. Foreign Minister Arancha González-Lea said on Monday that the plane will also take ventilators and other medical supplies to Nepal to treat patients with COVID-19. The mountaineers had called on authorities to repatriate them, a move met with criticism from those who said a pandemic is not a time to travel abroad to climb Mount Everest or other major peaks in the Himalayas. Nepal is experiencing a coronavirus surge with record numbers of new infections and deaths. Authorities imposed a lockdown across most of the country last month and have extended it until the end of May. Doubts are mounting about the efficacy of Russia's Sputnik vaccine. Drug regulators in the Czech Republic and Brazil have withheld approval, and counterparts in Slovakia have also expressed doubts. European Union regulators are still assessing Sputnik for its effectiveness and safety. A former executive director of the European Medicines Agency told the Politico.eu news site that objections raised about Sputnik by Brazil's regulatory authority would likely be taken seriously by their counterparts in Brussels. Anvisa announced on April 28th that it was withholding approval because of flaws in product development, which deviate from the quality standards recommended by the World Health Organization. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the U.S. is defending the decision to ease mask-wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people, stressing that increasing political pressure had nothing to do with the abrupt shift in guidelines. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told Fox News Sunday that she delivered the science as soon as it was available. To date, more than 156 million Americans, or more than 47 million of the population, 47% of the population have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and more than 121 million are fully vaccinated. Walensky cautioned that even with new guidelines, it was still too early to declare victory, but added she was cautiously optimistic about the pandemic. Children are having their noses swabbed or saliva sampled at school to test for the coronavirus in U.S. cities such as Baltimore, New York City, and Chicago. Read full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.